The question was asked, why in Tehillim do songs begin with Lam Natzeach? So, first of all, what does the word Lam Natzeach mean? So, one understanding is that Lam Natzeach means to the Levites who are sparring in song. The word Nitzuach literally means to attempt to be victorious, to spar. And so, Lam Natzeach, when we say the conductor, that certainly sounds like sparring, right? And you'll ask me, who says they did that in the temple's time? And I'll answer you, in our Ein Yaakov's class this past week, we learned about how they did use their fingers to conduct. That we saw, that the Gemara says in Brachos. But why are they called Menatzchim? So, there's a Mishnah that discusses Tzo'arei Alvihim, those who pain the Levites. Who are those that pain the Levites? Their kids. Because their kids can easily do a high pitch, and they have to try and keep up with the kids' high pitch, so the kids pain them. Go sing like that! Yeah, okay. But if all the kids are singing, so then it's very hard. You gotta keep up their pitch. So, Lam Natzeach, the reason that song is called Nitzuach is because there is a certain competition in the song where each one brings out the best in the other one. Because if he's making his voice heard loudly, so I gotta make my voice heard loudly. And that's why the song is referred to as Nitzuach, as in sparring, because we say, well, as you're singing, you have to compete, so to speak, with the other singers. If you ever sang together, I did this once. I sang with other people, and I saw that it's really this way. This is how it goes. You start singing, and they start singing louder, and you know you're not hitting the recorder. You're not getting recorded. And I guess in their days, you're not getting heard. They didn't have recorders. Yeah, so that's the simple understanding of Lam Natzeach. Chazal tell us that there are three terms for praise and song. One is Shevach, one is Nitzuach, and one is Nigun. I'm sorry. There are three terms for praise. Nitzuach, Nigun, and Mizmo. The Radak says the Menatzeach, it would seem, is the conductor.
Menatzeach is not reference to Hashem at all.
The Targum always translates it as Leshabocha. I don't know about always, but the Targum translates it as, like the Radak quotes the Medrash, that this is a term of praise. Lamnatzeach bin Ginot, praise that's through song. That Lamnatzeach is an introduction, we're going to praise now.
Sometimes when it says Te'ilah David, in this case, Alam is like